Hello, and thank you for listening to Call the Roll, a public affairs program produced by the Columbus City Council and aired here on Freedom FM. I'm your host, John Ivana, Communications Director for the Columbus City Council. On this week's show, Get Covered Columbus and the APPS program for a safer city. It is time to get covered, Columbus. Community leaders want those in need of health care coverage to enroll during the open enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act that closes at the end of this month. At a rally at the Broad Street Presbyterian Church was Health and Human Services Committee Chair Councilmember Priscilla R. Tyson.
These are historic times. For the first time in our nation, millions of uninsured Americans can get the quality, affordable health coverage that they need for themselves and for their families. There are over 150,000 uninsured residents right here in Franklin County who certainly need to have the peace of mind that comes with having good health coverage. Even before the health insurance marketplace opened in October, the Affordable Care Act had already made a huge difference for both Americans with and without coverage. The premium dollars that we pay must now work for the consumer and not just the insurer. Or the insurer must refund the consumer. In 2013, 8.5 million Americans received rebates from their insurers. The Affordable Care Act is closing the donut hole in Medicare prescription drug coverage, which saved 130,000 seniors and people with disabilities almost $150 million in 2013. An average of $872 per beneficiary. 97 young adults in Ohio alone have gained health insurance because they can now stay on their parents' health plans until age 26. The Affordable Care Act has created new options for our residents, and the Ohio insurance marketplace provides private insurance plans that most families need. They can get financial assistance. You cannot be turned down for pre-existing conditions. 8 out of 10 people who have purchased coverage are getting financial assistance. Again, 8 out of 10. So don't let the dollars be an obstacle to health coverage. 5 out of 10 young adults will qualify for a premium of no more than $50 a month. And Columbus families that earn low wages can also qualify for free Medicaid coverage. So in closing, Columbus is a city that knows how to get things done when we all work together. As we continue to work together, we will be successful as we get Columbus covered. Thank you.
Along with Councilmember Tyson was Mayor Mike Coleman.
Good health is never a solo act. It's a team sport. And this is the team. And it's important that those in Columbus who wish health care, and everybody is entitled to it. They have until March 31st to get the job done. It takes your own initiative. We can't sign you up for you. You have to sign yourself up. We will be helpful. We'll do everything we can to make sure there are helpers, there's access, there's the ability to sign up, but it's available. It's yours. So on March 31st is the final day, and the sprint has begun. So today we're shooting the gun up in the air, saying let's go to the finish line and get signed up, because there are certified helpers all over the city with Columbus Public Health, the Food Banks Disability Rights Organization, AIDS Resource Center, Columbus Neighborhood Health Center, places all over the city where you can get help. Stonewall Columbus, where you have free, unbiased, certified helpers that can sit down with each of you and review this on their laptop and walk you through the enrollment process. This will be easy. And so you can ensure that you have health insurance and health insurance marketplace access and Medicaid. Over 60,000 Ohioans have been enrolled in private health coverage through the health insurance marketplace, and 8 out of 10 of those 60,000 Ohioans have received financial assistance to lower their premiums. So get on it. Get on it. Over 20,000 Ohioans have been enrolled free in free expanded Medicaid. Again, the last day is March 31. So, the City of Columbus is joining with Enroll America to announce Get Covered, Columbus. Get Covered. It's there. It's available. Take advantage of it. Get Covered. And so, through Get Covered, Columbus, we're partnering with local TV stations to host phone-a-thons. One will be on WBNS-TV on March 27th. We'll have information about the health insurance marketplace at city offices, at neighborhood pride centers, at recreation centers. We'll have enrollment events all over the city of Columbus. The Hilltop YMCA this Saturday, March 8th, from 9 to 1. The Stonewall Columbus Health and Wellness Saturday from 11 to 5. And during the last week of March, last weekend of March, there will be an Enroll-a-thon at our own Columbus Recreation Centers all over the city. This will be made available. So Columbus residents, you can find enrollment help and by calling Columbus Public Health's website, accessing it, or by calling 614-636-0385. Let me say it again. This is a non-paid commercial. 614-636-0385. You call that number, you can get help. And finally, using our social media and our hashtag, #GetCoveredColumbus, it's another way to get access. So engage. It's available. There's only a limited time necessary, and we'll be there to help you along the way to make sure that you are enrolled.
That was Mayor Coleman. A Hilliard woman, Maggie Geyer, told her personal story of coverage and savings thanks to enrolling in the Affordable Care Act.
I'm its greatest cheerleader, and I'm working hard to help others see their options. I logged into the healthcare.gov site on October 1st and had some difficulties like a lot of other people reported. I got enrolled the end of December by calling the 800 number. The help was fast and efficient. My results were amazing. I was enrolled in the Silver Plan. Previously, I paid for my own insurance by taking money out of my IRA. I was laid off in 2009 and not able to find a job with benefits. My new plan has cut my monthly payment by 87%.
Wow.
Plus, I have dental now, which I didn't have before. My deductible is $150. My previous deductible was $7,000. I chose that high deductible. It was all I could afford. Under my new plan, I was able to get an appointment with my new doctor within 1 week. I will continue to volunteer to make sure others are aware of their options and to make sure this essential human right to affordable health care is available.
Kathleen Falk is Region 5 Director for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We are here today because we've got 25 days left. And while it is now the springtime, we know we can do it with your help. And so my third strike here is to ask all of our listeners, all of those moms and dads and grandparents and aunts and uncles, if they can do one thing here, it's to reach one more young person. Because young people, 19 to 35, are the single largest group of uninsured in Columbus area. And I know, Mayor, you have a soft spot soft place in your heart for young people. And so we are all here today to say we've got 25 days to reach a lot of people in the Columbus area, most of whom yet don't know that this wonderful, affordable health care is available, that there are resources in the community that will help them. They are only a phone call away. And that we will all on April 1st know that there are many Maggies who now get to sleep better and are going to be healthier because this new day has arrived. Thank you again, Mayor. Thank you for all of your leadership and this whole team behind you. And we'll get the job done. Thank you.
And finally, from the nonpartisan Get Covered America is Trey Daly.
None of this can happen in a silo. It takes partnerships to bring about all of these good results. It started with Congress a few years ago. The administration has been implementing the law over the last 6 months with the open enrollment period. But there are also partners here on the ground in Columbus who are doing great work, and I wanted to recognize some of them this morning as we go forward. Zach Reed is here from the Ohio Association of Food Banks, which has a federal navigator grant in providing navigator assistance to folks throughout the state of Ohio. Joe Adnaro is here from the Ohio Association of Community Health Centers, which is also providing certified application counseling services in health centers throughout the state of Ohio. Local organizations that are providing these same services include the Columbus Public Health, and thank you to Dr. Long for being here this morning. Columbus Neighborhood Health Center is here this morning. Heart of Ohio Family Health Centers, Lower Lights Christian Health Center, Physician Care Center, Southeast Incorporated, Ohio Universal Healthcare Action Network, which is providing enrollment assistance and working with faith communities to reach their members. Cognosante and SRA International are two federal contractors that are providing enrollment assistance on the ground. We also have representatives from some of the health plans that are being offered, CareSource. The United Way is here also this morning, which has played a key role in getting information out to our community. But none of us who have anything to do, if it were not for the resources and the health insurance marketplace itself, which of course are the product of the Affordable Care Act legislation passed by Congress just shy of 4 years ago and signed into law by President Obama on March 23rd of 2010. If it was a Herculean effort passing the legislation, it's been at least that challenging, magnified by 10 probably, to implement a complex and far-reaching historic law. Of course, I especially want to thank John Light, who's here from the Health Collaborative of Greater Columbus, which has brought all of the enrollment assisters together on a regular basis so we can share best practices and coordinate our limited resources. So thank you much to John and to the Health Collaborative of Greater Columbus for that. As we finish up, I want to remind everyone of some important tools available to get Columbus covered. Enroll America's outreach campaign is called Get Covered America. At our website, getcoveredamerica.org, you can find a calculator that helps people figure out what tax credit they'll be available for, they'll be eligible for, and how much the premiums will actually cost them. You just punch in your zip code, your age, and how many people are in your family, and your income, and it tells you the average cost of premiums in your community, as well as your tax credit eligibility. Remember, as we've said already, 8 out of 10 people who have purchased health coverage in Ohio through the health insurance marketplace have qualified for a tax credit for financial assistance. Many more are qualifying for expanded Medicaid in Ohio. A recent Enroll America survey showed that 7 out of 10 of the uninsured have not attempted yet to enroll. The reason they give for that is that they think the coverage is not affordable, but they don't know about the financial assistance that is available. Once you explain that to them and they understand the great tax credits that are available, they are motivated to enroll. Through the information provided to residents at city offices, Get Covered Columbus will inform Columbus about the financial assistance to help them pay premiums. Many of the uninsured are confused by the process of shopping for health insurance and intimidated by all of the choices. They need and want help. GetCoveredAmerica.org has a local help finder. Again, you can just type in your zip code, and it'll tell you about all the wonderful, free, unbiased, certified enrollment assisters who are standing here today who stand ready to help folks work through that process. If Columbus residents don't have access to a computer or don't feel comfortable using the internet, they can call Get Covered Columbus at 513-667-2304 and be connected to an enrollment assister. Again, that's 513-667-2304. In the next 3.5 weeks, there will be many opportunities for Central Ohioans to come to enrollment events, such as those that the mayor mentioned at Hilltop YMCA this Saturday from 9 to 1, and at Stonewall Columbus this Saturday from 11 to 5. It's possible to find all of the events that are going on in the community, both at getcoveredamerica.org, where you can RSVP for many of those events, or by looking on the Health Department's website, where there's a link to all of the activity happening here in the community. So, as I said, time is short, but I think we're all energized by the results that we're finally beginning to see and looking forward to all working together to get covered Columbus.
In the fall of 2011, the Funding Review and Advisory Committee, which was convened by Council President Andrew J. Ginther and Mayor Coleman, began its review of current and potential streams of non-income tax funding for the arts, tourism, and human service industries in Columbus. One recommendation from the group was a reallocation of the hotel-motel tax in an effort to increase the investment in the travel and tourism industry. City Council recently passed two ordinances that helped make the investment a reality for 2014 by changing the allocation of the city's combined 5.1% hotel-motel tax. Here's Council President Ginther.
We have Ordinance 0484-2014 to amend Section 371.02 of the Columbus City Code by revising the allocation of the city's combined 5.1% hotel-motel tax to appropriate funds in the hotel-motel tax fund. This ordinance and Ordinance 0485-2014, considered earlier this evening, adjusts the allocation of the city's combined 5.1% hotel-motel tax and decreases the portion of city bed tax dollars available in the city's general fund. The city's bed tax dollars moving forward will be redistributed in entirety to support Experience Columbus, the arts, and human service providers. This is a continuation of the city's investment in not only the promotion of Columbus as a destination, but the arts community that helps make our community vibrant. It also reflects the fact that there are ever-increasing human needs in our community and that we have an obligation to ensure we are investing in services that help to meet those needs. This is on top of our direct support for agencies like the Community Shelter Board funding, for which we also passed tonight, and where the city will likely invest additional resources this year. At the end of the day, this code change will not only invest in human services for the least among us, it will help Columbus compete as a destination, attracting more visitors, increasing bed tax receipts, which we can reinvest into these critical services. Quite honestly, we wouldn't be here in this position tonight considering this without the leadership of Tom Katzmeyer, who led the Funding Review Advisory Council, the FRAC, and because of the very capable leadership and guidance of council members Tyson, Klein, and Craig, who participated on the FRAC through that process.
The Applications for Pride, Purpose, and Success, or APPS program, works to create a safer Columbus through anti-violence activities. Recreation and Parks Committee Chair Herschel F. Craig sponsored a pair of pieces that will allow the City of Columbus to enter into two contracts to provide crisis response teams in various Columbus neighborhoods. The teams will be on call 24/7 to provide violence prevention. Here's Council Member Craig.
We have two ordinances tonight that support the violence intervention program, an important initiative that helps keep our neighborhoods and our young people safe. Ordinances 0277-2014 and 0279-2014 allow the city to enter into contracts with Community for New Directions and the Columbus Urban League to provide violence interruption and crisis response activities. Those activities can include responding to specific gang-related confrontations, working to mediate conflict tensions, and connecting youth and families to social, educational, and developmental services they need. These efforts are part of the city's APPS program. Community recreation centers serve as the base of operation in each zone. That includes Beatty on the east, on the Near East Side, Barrick on the south side, Glenwood on the west side, and Linden on the north side. Intervention workers will also respond to issues in communities and neighborhoods outside of these areas as needed. Director McKnight, do you have any additional comments before reading these two ordinances into the record for passage?
President Ginther, Councilman Craig, members of council, Councilman Craig, I believe you summed up the program very well. This is one part of the APPS program. In addition to the intervention work, we also do the late night programming at those centers on Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. And we also, in the summer, again, will be offering 12 of our Cap City Nights programs at a variety of parks to bring the neighborhood together. So I think combined with the neighborhood intervention program being operated through Communities for New Directions and Urban League, those three make up the APPS program, and we're in our fourth year now. We're looking forward to moving forward.
For the second time in 2 weeks, the Columbus City Council has passed a major piece of legislation to support the Community Shelter Board. The most recent piece allows the Director of Development to enter into a contract with the Shelter Board for the Safety Net program that also includes the Mary Haven Engagement Center, related homeless shelter services, and homelessness prevention and transition services. These programs have been proven to effectively and efficiently enable our community to help individuals and families who are homeless or near homelessness to resolve their housing crisis. From the Shelter Board is Sarah Loken.
The Community Shelter Board funds and oversees a network of emergency shelters that serve around 9,000 distinct people a year. The legislation before you tonight provides funding to help us do three things. One, engage those who need help. Two, keep people safe. And three, help them restabilize in housing. We engage those who need help through an outreach team at Mary Haven. This is a team that hits the streets 365 days a year to look for people who may need shelter. They work to engage people to come inside to a shelter where they can be safe and receive services to end their homelessness. We keep people safe by providing a network of emergency shelters that serve as a safety net for people who are experiencing the crisis of their lives. Each shelter offers a safe place to sleep, a shower, a warm meal, help finding a job, and hope that better days will come. The average length of stay in shelter is around 30 days. Shelter truly is a safety net. The funding that you provide helps keep these critically needed shelter beds open. And to help people restabilize in housing, your funding allows us to provide financial assistance for rent, security deposits, utility costs, and moving expenses. The Community Shelter Board is deeply grateful for your support and your confidence in us to do this work. Thank you.
Good evening, Council members. I'm Sue Valillo, Executive Director of Faith Mission. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you tonight on behalf of the Community Shelter Board and their partner agencies, including Faith Mission, that benefit from this funding allocation. I would like to share some information with you about the emergency shelter system operations so far in fiscal year 14. Since July, 4,436 households have been sheltered in Columbus homeless shelters. That represents 4,722 adults and 1,866 children in shelter in Columbus in 6 short months. That is a 24% increase over the same time period last year. Columbus shelters are and have been overflowing. On average, each night there were 13 women waiting to get into shelter when there was no room available for them. 13% of single men in shelters are U.S. military veterans, and more than 36% of families coming into emergency shelter are already employed. I want to tell you a little bit about one of our residents at Faith Mission. Andy grew up in Columbus, had moved away, was working as a medical assistant, when a close friend shared with her the news of their declining health. Andy agreed to move back to Columbus, move in with her friend, and provide care for them. When the friend passed away, Andy was left with income from a part-time job and no place to live. After a few days on the street, she came into Faith Mission. She has gained employment working with our employment resource specialist and one of our local employment partners, and she quickly found housing that she could afford with her new job. She would have been here with us tonight, except she's a little tired for moving into her new house over the weekend. Those are the stories that we're seeing every day at Faith Mission and throughout the shelter system. And there is no doubt that the second half of fiscal year 14 will show an continued increase in the number of people needing shelter. In the face of this overwhelming demand, the Community Shelter Board and their partner agencies have stepped up to expand the community safety net. With the support of CSB, Faith Mission began winter overflow in August. We are sleeping up to 30 women each night in our administrative offices and using chairs overnight in common areas when there's no more room for beds. Other shelter providers are doing the same thing, making makeshift bed space and moving people in and out of alternate sites. Despite the increase of people needing shelter, housing outcomes have remained fairly stable, dropping only 3%. We have done more with less, and we will continue to work together with the Community Shelter Board to operate a system that keeps people safe and helps get them back on the path to housing. On behalf of all the agencies that operate emergency shelters in the homeless system, we are grateful to you for your commitment to serving people in need and for your financial support. Thank you.
Councilman Craig.
Councilmember Tyson, let me personally thank you for shepherding this ordinance. It's clear to all of us. We've talked about it. We recognize that our city, in many ways, is a leader in our nation and much of what we're doing. But there is a realization, and we have said that, and we need to continue to make sure that that's on the forefront. Where anybody is hungry, where anybody is outside, it is unacceptable. And we appreciate all that you are doing and others are doing to make sure that our children and our families. We started off this evening talking about when Monsignor Cody referenced the, you know, trying to keep warm the young child that died, and there are others that are suffering. And so we want to make certain that we're continue to do all that we can to support everyone in our community, no matter where they are, that they have quality of life and the appropriate resources for shelter. Thank you for what you're doing for us.
Thank you, Councilman Craig. And first of all, Sarah, thank you for coming down. And we appreciate the work that the Community Shelter Board is doing. And certainly, as you say, engage to be safe as well as to restabilize families and individuals. And certainly, just appreciate the hard work, especially in times where we know that the numbers are certainly increasing. And Sue, your comments about we have a 24% increase, that's pretty significant. We understand what's, you know, you said the working poor are there. We certainly understand what's happening with, you know, the veterans, we have disabled individuals, and we certainly know, based upon some of the federal programs being cut, that our numbers keep growing. So even having a world-class program, the need is still there, and certainly appreciate all the organizations and the churches are stepping up to help us to try to make sure that people are not sleeping outside and really putting together strategies to move individuals permanently out of being homeless. So I thank you for that. Again, Sue, this was important that we make sure that people get to hear from the agencies as well as, and you mentioned Andy's story, to be able to hear from the individuals that we are helping. And we still have work to do in our community, but I thank you for what you're doing and look forward to us continuing to work together.
We are out of time for this edition of Call the Roll. If you have a question or comment, please email us at calltheroll@columbus.gov. That's CALLTHEROLL@columbus.gov. Don't forget, you can follow the Columbus City Council on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. On behalf of the entire Columbus City Council, I'm your host, John Ivanek. Thanks for listening to Freedom FM, and have a great weekend.